On the corner of 2nd Street and Avenue C, one block from the project houses of the East River, lies a bleak, blocked-out storefront across from a gas station. Doesn't look like much, but inside lies a rich world of avant-garde art, music, and culture. I'm Tyler Borman, and this is WRPR News. The blocked-out storefront, named The Stone, opened its doors in April of 2005, and has hosted two performances nightly virtually every night since. The nightly shows put on at The Stone are primarily curated by avant-garde legend John Zorn, with individual artists curating weekly residencies. Some of the artists that have played The Stone are Mike Patton of Faith No More and Tomahawk, recently deceased Lou Reed of legendary rock band The Velvet Underground, multiple members of Sonic Youth, Medeski Martin and Wood, Mike Watt, Vernon Reed, Frank London, and many, many more. On a chilly Sunday night in February, WRPR's own Kerry Goldberg met up with Mike Dillon, a guest percussionist for the Oozapussians, who has also worked with artists such as Les Claypool, Garage Etoile, and Annie DeFranco.
How does it feel to play a venue like The Stone, where you can pretty much do whatever you want, and everyone will pay attention?
The Stone, to me, is sort of like, of course, John Zorn is like his club. While I've never met John myself, you know, to me it's just an honor to be able to play at a place where it's like, its sole purpose is for the artist to do whatever the artist feels like doing. You know, and I like how it's curated as like an art space, you know. And it's one of the few spaces that I know of that operates like that, where it's about the music. But to me, it's just great for the camaraderie. Like tonight was this camaraderie and not a lot of egos and just listening.
You guys seem like you were having a tremendous amount of fun up there.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. You know, we had some loose compositions, just very simple, but it gave direction to the improvisations.
Though the artists at The Stone are very well known and accomplished, what makes The Stone unique is that all the proceeds go directly to the artists. There's no food or drink allowed or for sale, and there's just 40 chairs and a small stage space.
When you're writing or jamming or improvising, do you look at certain pieces and say, that's a piece I'm going to play at The Stone, whereas another piece I'm going to save for this project and open up at a festival?
Yeah, a space like this, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's other places, you know, like in New Orleans, there's Snug Harbor, where it's a jazz room.
Yeah.
But they're still selling booze. They're trying to be more of a traditional jazz room. So like my group that plays down in New Orleans, you know, yeah, we get Sunday nights or Tuesday nights because it's not super traditional, but it's still a great sound room. So whenever you play there, the attitude is the same. Playing with great musicians, and you know, there's going to be a certain level of communication, and the music's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's going to go, but if everyone's listening and quiet, then the music can go somewhere. Yeah.
Kerry Goldberg then caught up with Jonah Rosenberg, a Brooklyn-based improviser, pianist, composer, and sound designer, at The Stone, where Jonah frequently volunteers.
Jonah, how did you get involved with The Stone?
Well, I'm part of a community of folks. A musician friend of mine told me that they needed volunteers at The Stone, and I told them that I would gladly be a volunteer.
This is primarily an avant-garde venue. Are the crowds always as respectful as I've seen? I've been here a few times. I've seen the crowds be extremely respectful. Is that always the case in your experience?
I think the crowds here are extraordinarily respectful because they sort of know what type of experience they're coming to have.
Since 2005, every night in a small building on a corner in the East Village, in a compact room, fans pack the 40-person capacity venue to see their favorite artists let loose and experiment their material from the averted eyes of the rest of the world. The Stone receives no grants and gives 100% of their nightly revenue to the musicians. The Stone can only exist through the generosity of people like yourself. Donations can be sent to Hips Road at 200 East 10th Street, Suite 126 in New York, New York. More information at thestonenewyorkcity.com/support.
I'm Tyler Borman, and along with Kerry Goldberg, WRPR News.
Amazing.